Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sides with Mark Ryan here, 1-4. Straight Up with Sturge broadcasting 4-7. Prizes like an autographed mini helmet from Greg Olson to give away. Lots of Panthers gear and memorabilia to give away. The Panthers have the 16th pick in the draft tonight. Joining us to share some insight on what Carolina might do in the draft in the very next segment is Travis Hancock from our sister station, WFNZ in Charlotte. He's joining us at 2:20, so 16 minutes from right now. So I teased we're continuing with our pet peeve bracket, our attempt to crown the biggest pet peeve in the upstate of South Carolina. And today we move to the that guy region, okay? You never want to be that guy. But in this region, in this bracket, in this vote today, all right, the item up for voting right now is as follows. Here is the matchup. Which is a bigger pet peeve to you? The ghoster or the person who rocks more than 10 items in the express lane at the grocery store? Now, let me provide some context here.
Yeah, because I don't know what a ghoster is.
The ghoster, I figured you didn't know what a ghoster is, Lonzo.
Which ghoster, means I probably don't do it since I don't know what it is.
No, but a ghoster is somebody typically in the dating realm today's day and age who just drops off the face of the earth and never stops answering your texts and stops answering your phone calls, and they don't give you any warning, right? That there's no warning that it's coming. You feel like you had a good date. You feel like you had a good connection. And then all of a sudden, that person is gone off the face of the earth. They're not responding to anything else you say.
So is
all right?
This after date one, after date two, or does it matter?
I mean, I think typically when people get bothered by ghosting, it's after you've been out a couple of times. Okay. Because by that time, you've invested a significant amount of time in getting to know somebody, and then they just absolutely peace out on you. Right? You never hear from them again.
Okay, I get it. So if you make it to day two, you think you're doing pretty good. So
you think you're doing pretty good. Right, and then if someone just flat disappears, flat stops responding to you, I think that's a real problem. Sometimes friends ghost you, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes friends just stop responding to you out of the blue. You don't know what happened to them. You don't know where they are. Or 10 items in the less than 10 items lane, in the express lane at the grocery store. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get votes from our studio audience here today. I'd also like to get votes from you at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN, and the text line is there for you at 71307 as well. Excuse me. All right, Lonzo, save me from myself here as I'm evidently choking on a splinter. What gets your vote? The ghoster or the more than 10 items in the express lane?
Well, as far as the 10 items thing goes, I think it depends on if there's a cashier. If there's a cashier and they're pretty fast, it doesn't bother me, especially if they have like 12 or 15. Now, a full cart of groceries, that's a totally different story. I am not the guy you might be, I'm guessing you are, that stands behind someone and counts everything of the person in front of you and behind you to make sure that they have exactly 10 items. And as far as the ghosting goes, I've been married for 26 years, so I don't remember any of that. I'm not even sure that existed. But, you know, when I was dating, the internet didn't exist. So, I mean, you know, I don't have a whole lot to go on.
Let's just
there.
Say you've been out of the game for quite a long time.
Yes.
All right. Can we get your votes in our pet peeve? Can we get your votes in our pet peeve bracket here? What is a bigger pet peeve? Ghosting, or more than 10 items in the express lane? Ghosting someone or more than 10 items in the express lane? Okay, so we're having a couple votes come in for 10 items in the express lane. I hate ghosting, personally. We're adults. We're adults. What's that? I'm being ghosted right now. As we speak, I'm getting ghosted. All right? This is just what I do in life. I just walk around getting ghosted left and right. That's how we roll. All right? I am the person, Lonzo, who has 29 items in the express lane. Okay? And I see no problem with that. If it's a lane at the grocery store, I'm down with it. All right? Who are you to tell me what the rules are in a lane at the grocery store?
I'm completely shocked. I am, because I thought you would be that guy. I know some guys like that, some people I actually work with, some people in the building that are that guy who will actually look and go, listen, you've got – and they would call that person out and say, hey, you've got too many items in your cart. You need to go to a different lane. And that is horrible that someone would do that, but I know people just like that.
Now, we have with us here one of the owners of Hall of Fame Sports Grill, Alyssa. Am I saying that right? Alyssa. Alice. Alice from
Hall of Fame. It took him a while. He got there, though.
Alice from Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Now, Alice, we are rocking our pet peeve bracket here today, okay? Trying to ground the biggest pet peeve in the upstate region. what is going on? What is a bigger pet peeve to you? The ghoster, the person that randomly ghosts people, you know, you've had a couple great dates, and then all of a sudden they fall off the face of the earth. You know what? I think it's much harder to ghost people in a town like this than where I moved from in Houston. Houston is the land of ghosting because there's 6 million people there. Like, you send a text to somebody, you're waiting for 2 or 3 hours, you have no idea if the person likes you or if they're just going to ignore you till the end of time, right? I have no respect for ghosters because I feel like we're adults and I should be able to say, hey, I wasn't really that into it, you know? Or, hey, I think you could make a great friend, wasn't really feeling the romantic connection. Or 10 items in the express lane. What do you got? Listen to this. It is unanimous against me.
It definitely
is. How is ghosting okay? How is that okay?
I don't think anyone in here, I think probably a good portion of the people in here don't date anymore, probably, and that may have something to do with it, but everybody shops. I mean, everybody shops, whether you want to or not, and I can see where, again, if it's a full cart and they're jumping in there, that bothers me, but if it's only like 12, 15 items, I don't care because I'm not counting. I get the feeling that some of the people in this room actually count. I really do. I think some of them count, and I wouldn't be shocked if this is a landslide vote online.
So you think 10 items is going to be a landslide over the ghoster?
I think it might be, yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to win the entire bracket, but I think as far as going against the ghoster.
Right. Stay tuned for our second matchup that we will reveal at 2:50 this afternoon. A little look ahead to what the Carolina Panthers might do in the draft tonight, as I'm looking at some great prizes that we have to give away here. I got to find out what the criteria are to win this helmet. But we've got a signed Greg Olsen mini helmet here from the Carolina Panthers. You can only register to win if you're out here with us. We've got some Carolina Panthers hats, T-shirts, so on and so forth. We have a prize wheel that you spin to win the prize. So a lot of good stuff out here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. You know, and there's, you know, a lot of people are speculating, what are the Panthers going to do tonight? You know, Lonzo, that I said recently, I think the Panthers have an interesting problem. That is, they have an interesting problem. I don't find them to be very interesting or compelling, right? Only once in the last 13 years have they both won 10 or more games and won a playoff game in the same season. I think they've been really kind of mediocre. Their record the last 13 years has been 108-99. I think they've been mediocre. I think they've lacked a certain compelling quality that you need to captivate the audience, right? And you have a chance to change that in this year's draft class. I'm on record as saying the player that I want for Carolina is DK Metcalf, but this is a team that has quite a bit of needs. They need to retool that defense. They need help in a lot of different areas.
See, I think the Panthers should go for defensive end, and this is a very big draft as far as defense goes. I think that is how how you start getting back to where you used to be, where you need to be, because I think the offense is pretty good. I mean, you can get another running back later on in the draft, but you've got to address the defense, especially with the crop of defensive talent that's out there. As far as Metcalf goes, I'm concerned about him being too stiff. I realize that he is a specimen of a man and that he has 2% body fat. That's great, but if you can't turn and your hips don't move good, you're going to end up injured, and that is my concern with Metcalf.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, he is the guy that I want for the Carolina Panthers. I think he helps them stretch the field. I think he brings a level of excitement to Carolina that they haven't had. But I'm looking at the different mock drafts, and one today from someone I really respect. You'll hear him on the show coming up real soon, Trevor Sekema. He has the Carolina Panthers today in his mock draft taking Cody Ford, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. His very short description is simply, he's the perfect fit for Carolina's run-based scheme. He said, these are his words, it's right here, Panthers, don't F it up. Don't F it up. Cody Ford to the Carolina Panthers with the 16th overall pick in the 2019 NFL draft. Again, not a sexy pick. Not a pick that that maybe moves the needle in terms of making them more compelling, but if it helps them win, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. All right, so we'll see kind of how this shakes out. You know, tonight I think it's going to be fascinating. I think this is the most unpredictable and intriguing NFL draft in the last 10 years because it's the one we've known the least about. I mean, hell, John Gruden sent home his whole scouting staff because they didn't trust that they wouldn't leak anything. So it's going to be fascinating. What happens at number one with Kyler Murray? Who's the next quarterback to go? What team is going to improve the most in the draft? You know there's going to be a boneheaded trade coming your way tonight as well. All right. Coming up next here on the show, he's the morning show host at our sister station, WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina. Travis Hancock joins the show. What I'm going to ask him the following question. What draft pick would he love? What draft pick would he be okay with? And what player would he hate to see aligned with the Carolina Panthers tonight? That and so much more coming your way. We're live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville for our ESPN Upstate Draft Party. Invite you to come out, win some great prizes, enjoy some great food and drink specials. Right here on Offsides with ESPN Upstate. A record of 108-99 over the last 13 years for the Carolina Panthers. Only 1 year in the last 13 where they won double-digit games and had a playoff win. I think this is a franchise in need of a little bit of a jolt, and I think there's a player that can do that for them. For me, my pick for the Panthers, if he's there, I'd even consider trading up, is DK Metcalf, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. And I think, you know, Cam Newton needs a guy like that that can help stretch the defense. I realize the needs. I realize offensive line, defensive line, safety are a need. But I also think there needs to be an infusion of excitement with this team. This team has been stuck in mediocrity for a great period of time here. Joining us to talk about the Panthers draft is a friend from our sister station, WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is co-host of the Mac Attack, heard on mornings on WFNZ. Travis Hancock joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Travis, good afternoon, bud. What's going on?
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me, man. I appreciate it a lot.
You got it. So, Travis, first things first, a non-draft question. I saw this on your Twitter feed today. Thought it was fascinating. So you are 2.5 hours away from Raleigh, home of the Carolina Hurricanes. We're 4 hours away from Raleigh. And I saw that your phone lines were lit up this morning on Carolina Panthers draft day with Carolina Hurricanes talk. Was that as much of a shock to you as it was to me seeing that picture?
Yeah, it didn't come as a shock necessarily today, but if you would have told me that 2 weeks ago, I would have said you're absolutely out of your mind. We're not a hockey show, really. We're not a hockey station because the team being based in Raleigh, there are fans, don't get me wrong, but it's just not, and you know, hockey doesn't always translate well into the talk radio form.
Right.
So it started to build a little bit. You know, I was the one on the show watching the first couple games, and my co-host was like sort of not really there. Once we got to about game Once we got to about game four, he got in. Now the show's in. And that was such a great game last night. And I think we've talked so much about these draft prospects for so long because the Panthers had such a bad second half of the year. It feels like we've been talking draft since about November. So I think people were kind of just wanting something different. So that was really cool to see, man. That was really, you know, when you can find a radio topic, as you know, that's a little unexpected, it goes a long way.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think, Travis, to your point, and to kind of bring all of our listeners behind the curtain here a little bit, you know, it's so challenging for guys like you and I who have to try to come up with new and creative and different ways of talking about the same bloody thing. I mean, here, you know, yeah. I'm in Greenville, and I can't tell you how tired I am of talking about this 16th overall pick in the draft. And you and I suffer from draft fatigue, Travis, the symptoms of which include depression, loss of interest in normally interesting activities, so on and so forth. So we're suffering from that. So I think for the Hurricanes to do what they're doing is a really nice reprieve. So tell me a little bit about the distance between the cities. In Charlotte, do they claim the Hurricanes as their own, or is there kind of like a pissing contest between the two cities?
Well, there's always a contest between the two cities, but we have the minor league team in our city, the Charlotte Checkers, where a number of the players from the Hurricanes came from. So people do get into the Checkers. They're also in the playoffs, the Charlotte Checkers. Because there are so many – look, there are so many Duke and Carolina fans all over the state and NC State fans, obviously. So, you know, it's hard for, I think, people in Charlotte that root for NC State or Duke or Carolina to all of a sudden rip Raleigh. You know what I mean? It would be kind of weird to be like, oh, that's a horrible city, but I do like Duke and NC State or whatever. So it's not really a rivalry that's really that big of a deal. They claim the Panthers, and once every 10 years when the Hurricanes are good, we'll claim them.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff there. Travis Hancock from the Mac Attack on WFNZ in Charlotte joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So I hate to now bore you further, Travis, in talking to you about something that we've both been, doing time and time again. But I would love to ask you tonight, one player you hope for Carolina, one player you're okay with, and one player the Panthers better not draft, according to you.
I think the player that they would need would be Andre Dillard, the offensive tackle from Washington State. And what he does is not only does he become your left tackle of the future, he helps shape the offensive line for a long period of time. Because right now you'd have Taylor Moten at the left tackle spot. Once he goes back to guard, all of a sudden you look at it across the board when you have Dillard and Trey Turner and Paradis, the new center, and Moten and Darrell Williams, you look at it and go, wow, where were we a year ago when we were shuffling all these guys in and out? Now we have five guys, if healthy, can be a really productive offensive line. It's not just Dillard. There are other offensive linemen too, but I've heard that they haven't done the work on Jonah Williams from Alabama. So I know Jonah Williams' name has come up as a tackle. He didn't come in for a visit, one of the top 30 visits. They haven't done a lot of homework, to my understanding, on Jonah Williams. So I think they're wanting Dillard or one of the other left tackles. And I hope that's the guy. The guy I'm okay with is Brian Burns from Florida State. They desperately need a pass rush. He's a freak, and I think he can definitely help out in that area. And the guy I would say no is the guy that I think you teased on the open of the interview.
Yeah.
I would say no to DK Metcalf because I think they're trying to get away a little bit from the big-bodied wide receivers. They're going smaller. They're going DJ Moore and Samuel. They're sort of changing the offense under North Turner. If they're going to go big wide receiver, I would look for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in one of the other rounds, the big kid from Stanford.
Interesting stuff. So why do you think they're going smaller? Why does that fit better with what they want to do?
Because I think it helps Cam in the short passing game. We know that Cam is not a great, accurate deep ball thrower. So when you can get guys like DJ Moore is a Percy Harvin type player,
sure.
You can just say, here, take it, go. We got McCaffrey here, take it, go. Samuel makes play. They have a lot of playmakers. Rather than just throw it down the field to Benjamin and Funchess, who drop a lot of passes, who just didn't really do anything for the team, really, per se. So I think they're getting away from Cam just chucking it deep to big bodies, and they're saying, let us get some speedy playmakers. And maybe they do need to add one big body guy, a guy that can get it. I just don't think it's going to be in the first round.
Travis Hancock, host of the Mac Attack, WFNZ, our sister station in Charlotte, North Carolina, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. If I was to ask you, Travis, if you could give me a gauge of the level of interest and the passion and the belief in what the Panthers are doing as of today, how would you rate that in your area?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
Today it seems pretty good. Marty Herney's done a heck of a job in free agency. So, you know, when free agency started, people did it. The day one, you know, there are some listeners to us that don't quite understand, I know it's shocking, how the cap stuff works. Day one of free agency starts, you see all these teams spending money, and they say, why aren't we doing that? Why can't we do that? Well, we don't have the cap money.
Sure.
So they freak out after day one. We come on the air and say, yo, hey, yo, fellas, settle down. All right? And then Marty got Paradis. Bruce Irvin was a great contract. I think Chris Hogan fits as a possession type guy. So I think Marty Herney has done a really good job. And I think the belief in Herney is growing. And here's a little insight on Ron Rivera. When the year starts, we deal with Ron Rivera haters, as we say, all season long. Every game, it's the clock. I mean, the clock management is horrible at times, but
right.
It's just Rivera went to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years, and people want him fired all the time. But then when the offseason rolls around, no one hates Rivera. He does all these interviews. He's everywhere. He's a great dude. And I think what happens is, I don't think anyone personally hates Ron Rivera. I think they know what kind of guy he is. So they forget about the game. They forget about the games until the season. But in the offseason, we did a topic a couple weeks ago, where are we at on Ron Rivera? And no one was bashing Ron Rivera. We did that in October. It was like 4 hours of bloodshed. You know what I'm saying? So I think they almost forget that, oh, yeah, we hate him because they hadn't seen him coach a game in a couple months. It's a weird thing. It's very odd.
He is the relative that nobody is overly fond of, but he's your damn relative, right?
So yeah, the relative. He annoys you at the holidays, right? It's the uncle at the holidays that annoys you. But then in May, you're like, oh, I miss Uncle John.
Right.
Because you hadn't seen him since the holidays.
Right, yeah, right.
I think we worked that analogy out well together there, by the way.
There you go. I'm down with it, Travis. I certainly am. All right. So let me ask you this. How is the move of headquarters, the potential move of headquarters to York, South Carolina, playing to you and your audience there in Charlotte?
It hasn't been a big deal yet, and I don't think it's a huge deal yet because of training camp is still there. So South Carolina has been a part of the team for a while. And now I think David Tepper, the owner, is branding it more as the two states, right? I think for a while there, it was Carolina in name that's supposed to represent both states. And it really wasn't represented besides training camp. So I think Tepper is trying to do that. I don't think it hasn't been a bad thing at all. I think it's been a good thing. And plus he's trying to build like the entertainment area up down there. And so I think it's going to be, I think it's a good thing. He's doing a great job with the practice facility. And so I think he's an ideas man. And I think that he's done so many good things, Tepper, that anytime there's an idea on the table, he's delivered. Whether it's the logo at the 50-yard line, which was a silly thing, but fans got behind it. And also it appears that from what we're hearing, understanding at week one, they're going to honor Steve Smith. That's what it looks like anyways. So they're going to bring him back into the fold. So I think people have a trust in Tepper. So I don't really think they're that up in arms over the York, South Carolina stuff.
Yeah, and so to kind of continue that conversation here, Travis, like you, I think you touched on it, and I find it fascinating. So I've been here 3 months from Houston, Texas. Prior to that, I've hosted in Atlanta and also in Tampa. And I never knew, Travis, that the logo of the Panthers was actually the outline of North Carolina and South Carolina put together. I was floored when I learned that. And then you consider the fact that the Hurricanes – call themselves Carolina, not North Carolina, the Carolina Hurricanes. The Panthers call themselves Carolina, not North Carolina, but the Carolina Panthers, right? So do you believe, I mean, are the Panthers a Charlotte team to you, or is that evolving? Is that changing? Do you think people in North Carolina are willing to cede their team to being a team that represents all of the Carolinas as well? Because here to my audience, I've been telling people we do have a professional team here. right? They're going to be practicing here. They're going to be playing here. The bloody logo is your state, half as much your state as North Carolina as well. So, I mean, do you personally accept the Carolina Panthers belonging to two states?
I do, but do all the fans? I don't think so yet. I think there's a great pride in this team being Charlotte's best pro sports team. So I don't think the fans are there yet. I don't think it's a, I don't think they're like angry. But this is a Panther town now. You know, I've been here for 14 years, and you see it grow and grow and grow and grow, especially when they're good. when they're good, things are going well. They take immense pride here in this being Charlotte's team. So I think they'll eventually adapt to sharing that, but the fans may take a while on that one.
And I've considered Greenville is a bit of a transient place. Charlotte is a bit of a transient place. Having been here 3 months, Travis, I'm still trying to gauge the percentage of NFL fans here who list the Panthers as their favorite team. I think it's probably number one among all the other teams, but number one might be 25% of the vote. If I'm asking you this, what percentage of Charlotte residents consider the Panthers their favorite team? I imagine that shifted a lot in the pro Panthers direction in the last few years.
Yeah, especially with Cam here. Cam has changed a lot of people's minds. I couldn't put an exact number on it. I do know that when we used to do football topics, it was more spread around the board of various Steelers fans and Cowboys fans. And the fan bases that take over anywhere you go.
Yep, everywhere.
But now it's mainly Panda fans that call. You know, every once in a while we'll get a jerk Packer fan or something that works his way through the bad phone screener. But it's really taken over, sometimes it's good passion and sometimes it's the anti-Cam passion that goes on, but it's still passion towards the Panthers that wasn't there a decade ago, and it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. And that 2015 team that almost won a Super Bowl took it to a whole another level. You know, that team was one of the best teams ever, in terms of record, and they took it to another level. So each year and each time they get to the playoffs, the passion grows and grows and grows and grows. We have guys all the time that tell us, hey, I was a fan of this team. Now I'm a fan of this team. Now I'm a Jets fan at heart, but I'm also a Panther fan too, so I have a couple teams. But, yeah, so there's a lot of fans that have adopted them for sure over the last handful of years.
Yeah, I'm certainly joining you on team block all Cowboys and Packers calls from getting on the show. There's no doubt about that. Travis Hancock is the morning show co-host of the Mac Attack on our sister station WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina. Travis, my first time talking to you, bud. Greatly enjoyed it. Thanks so much. Let's do it again.
Thanks, Mark. We'll do it again soon. Okay, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Travis of WFNZ. All right. Coming up next on the show. Everyone wants to avoid the dreaded B label in the NFL draft. But what position helps you do that the best? We'll tackle that next. We're live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville, South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys. Our draft party rolls on at Hall of Fame Sports Grill right here on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville, South Carolina. We have Courtney out here. We have Kristen out here. It is great to be with them, and the place is filling up. Lots of great food specials, lots of great drink specials, and Panthers prizes. We've got an autographed mini helmet from Greg Olsen, the star tight end, soon-to-be Hall of Fame tight end of the Carolina Panthers, to give away today, as well as Panthers shirts, Panthers hats, you name it.
Here's the thing. If you don't show up for that autographed helmet, it's probably going to make its way into my pocket. That's all I'm saying. I know it's pretty big, but I got a big pocket.
Management, are you hearing this? We have a thief in our midst here. Who is looking to swipe all
we
of the
We don't have a thief if someone wins it, right?
Oh, yeah?
Right, and I see entries in there, so okay. Someone's going to win
there's
it.
There's some entries for that Greg Olsen mini helmet. Yeah, there are, but you have to come down here to register.
That would look good on your mantle with all your other Panthers merchandise. It would look really good. But get it now because this will probably be the last season for him.
Well, get it now because if you don't register in the next 5 minutes, it's going to be in Lonzo's back pocket, okay? So we got to make sure we avoid that happening. Here on the show today. Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location here, rolling on until 4 p.m. this afternoon A check on our votes coming in our pet peeve bracket, all right? In the that guy region, what's a bigger pet peeve to you? More than 10 items in the express lane or ghosting people? Lonzo, I swear to you, I don't try to be a contrarian. I just seem to be naturally somebody who's just against everybody else. And yet again, I'm with the minority here. 27% of people are saying ghosting people, to 73% are saying greater than 10 items in the express lane. You guys just don't know the frustration of going out with somebody a couple times and then they don't return your texts. They don't return your calls with no warning. We're adults. We can say, hey, I just wasn't really feeling it that much. You can say that. You can get there.
Well, maybe the majority of the people who go out with someone, they end up sticking with them because they're that good of people. Maybe that's what
it is.
Maybe you just had bad luck.
That's definitely not the case.
See, you're upset. You're thinking you're being contrarian, but this is to gauge the upstate of South Carolina. So you're learning as you do this, and it's good that, I'm hitting pretty good on most of these because I've been here for a while.
Well, and I'll tell you what, what I'm learning, what I'm getting from a lot of these is, people in the upstate don't want you to be rude, right? Anything that's considered rude is winning every single one of these. So more than 10 items in the express lane. So what I'm saying is probably more than 10 items in the express lane will make you a lot of enemies here. Right?
Yeah,
it will make you a ton of enemies here. 28 items in the express lane, is that too many?
If you buy 15 cases of Diet Dr. Pepper, but it's still one product, is that one item?
I think it's one item.
Okay. All right.
I am team jam as much as you can into the express lane, baby.
All right.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that at all. All right, that voting is open to you at ESPNUpstate.com. The bracket is there for you. Just go to ESPNUpstate.com. You'll see the Mark Ryan pet peeve bracket. All you got to do is log in with your Facebook account. You can vote there. You can also vote on our Twitter poll at ESPNUpstate that's up and running right now, as well as texting our show, 71307. And or calling our show, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP, ESPN is the number. All right, so when it comes to players in the NFL draft, there's one thing that everyone wants to avoid, and that's the dreaded B word. And, of course, the B word I'm talking about is bust. We all want to avoid that dreaded bust that you know is going to happen because there are massive busts every single year. How do you avoid the biggest busts in the NFL draft? I'm talking about the likes of Tony Mandarich. I'm talking about the likes of Jamarcus Russell. There are guys like the Cade McNown. Guys like that every single year. How do you avoid those guys? Tony Mandarich, we mentioned Tony Mandarich. All of those guys that you want to avoid like the plague in the draft every single year because there are busts. Folks, I've gone back. I've looked at the last 10 years of first rounds in the NFL draft, and here's what I found. If you set the expectation for a first-round pick to be a solid starter, I think that's a fair, reasonable expectation for a first-round pick, right? Solid starter. If you're not expecting to get a solid starter with a first-round pick, the hell are you doing? Right? I think most teams think you're supposed to get starters out of your second and third round picks as well, but a solid starter in the NFL draft, right? If you're picking there. If you look at the last 10 years of NFL drafts, less than 50% of first round picks are solid starters. There's a 52% therefore bust rate of first round picks. Yet these teams, oh my gosh, they hold on to these first round picks like they're the most prized possessions of their lives. Why do I love the Odell Beckham trade? Why do I love the Frank Clark trade of the Kansas City Chiefs? Because they're giving up a pick that has a 52% failure rate for established, really great players. Odell Beckham, Frank Clark, give me the player over the pick 10 times out of 10, right? It's just always something I've been a huge fan of. I mean, just give me the player. Give me Odell Beckham. Okay, I'll take my chances with the greatest wide receiver in the NFL. But if you're looking at position by position, there are certain positions that have the penchant for screwing you over more than other positions in the NFL. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the bust rate sheet. If you want to avoid busts in the NFL draft, you need to listen to this sheet because it'll do you some good. All right? We've looked at the last 25 years of NFL draft picks, first-round draft picks, okay? Then we've looked at the bust rates. And this particular article that I'm referencing is even more liberal than I am. If the guy was a solid contributor, they didn't consider him a bust, right? I'm saying solid starter. But if you go through NFL history here, here's what you'll find. The running back position in the first round produces more busts than any other position. If you're going to draft a running back in the first round, Ezekiel Elliott, you better be damn sure you're getting one of the best players because that position busts more than any other. Fumbling problems, unable to pick up protections. Trent Richardson had poor vision. That wasn't an issue at Alabama because a semi could run through the holes that he's running through at Alabama, right? The running back position has busted 45 times out of 96 first-round picks in the last 25 years. That's a 47% bust rate. What position do you think is number two on the bust rate scale? Fry, Bueller, anyone?
I'll take a guess. I'm going to say defensive back.
Defensive back? The answer is a big eh.
A big no.
The defensive back is fifth on the bust rate list. 26% bust rate for cornerbacks in the NFL draft the last 25 years. Number two on the list, it's obvious, the quarterback position. 40.4% of first-round quarterbacks the last 25 years, 23 out of 57 have busted, have been total busts. And yet you see teams year after year after year, they panic because they feel like we got to get the guy. You guys know I'm a draft the best player available person. I'm never going to panic, right? I'm going to draft the best player available. If I've got a quarterback and a quarterback is the best player available, I'm going to draft him because I feel like your team is better in the long run doing that. But most teams don't have that philosophy. Most teams are like, we're screwed at the quarterback position. We got to get a quarterback, got to get a quarterback, got to get a quarterback. They trade up, and you see picks like E.J. Manuel of the Buffalo Bills, Christian Ponder. They should have pondered that one a little bit longer with the Minnesota Vikings. You're seeing picks like that that end up not working out time after time after time because teams are panicked. Teams are throwing darts against the wall, and they're hoping they hit. They're hoping they hit it out of the park, and they seldom, if ever, do. Running back number one, 47% bust rate. Quarterback number two, 40% bust rate. Defensive line number three, 170 first-round draft picks on the defensive line. That's an average of seven per year. 35% of those have been busts. What about the greatest success rate for positions, right? The position that all told, if you are taking this player in the first round, it's a high likelihood that you're gonna do well. Pro Bowl rate among drafted players the last 25 years. The number one position is safety. Think about it. The safety position has been devalued in the NFL, right? So if you're gonna take a safety in the first round, you're getting a damn good player. You're getting an Eric Berry in the first round if you're taking a safety. 18 out of 35 drafted safeties in the first round last 25 years, 51% have had at least one Pro Bowl. Tight end is number two. Why do I hate drafting a tight end in the first round? There's something about it. I don't know. Like, unless you're getting like a Jason Witten in the first round, I'm not a huge – tight ends in the first round don't excite me.
Travis Kelce,
you know what I mean?
Man.
No, they don't excite me at all. What's that?
I said Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce? Yeah, but how many – you know, Travis Kelce, there's one of three guys in the NFL, you know? It's okay, let's get to one before we're out, and let's get to Jimmy, who's on hold. Jimmy wants to talk Panthers draft with us. Jimmy, you're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, man.
All right, so the Carolina Panthers in the NFL draft, man, they've got so many needs, it's not even funny. I think they should have drafted a linebacker the year before last when that Michigan safety slash linebacker came out. and they didn't. Then last year, they could have taken one of the top running backs. There was like four or five running backs they could have picked, and they didn't. Now they're in a big hole. I mean, they let Jonathan Stewart go the year before last. That was a good reason to draft a running back last year. And then Thomas Davis, you know, they knew he was going to be retiring soon, and they went and released him at the end of last season. So I think you were saying Frank Clark, they should have went after him in free agency, but somebody's already snatched him up.
Well, so I think they should have traded their first-round pick for Frank Clark because of my philosophy, right? 52% of first-round picks fail to become solid starters. So I know I'm getting a solid starter with Frank Clark.
So I guess all their eggs are in one basket with Cleveland Farrell. I mean, he might not be there at number 16 if they're hoping to get him to fill the defensive end position. But, you know, as I was saying, because they drafted so badly, I mean, I think they took D.J. Moore last year. I thought they should have went for running back at that position instead of D.J. Moore because they were loaded with wide receivers. Then they let their wide receiver go, the Michigan wide receiver go. Now, who's going to be their go-to wide receiver now?
Well, they signed Chris Hogan. And, Jimmy, thanks so much for the phone call. They signed Chris Hogan. They're going with smaller receivers because, as you heard our guest in the at 220, Travis, from our sister station WFNZ saying, Cam Newton's no longer the deep threat quarterback. They're getting smaller receivers for the short passing game. I love DK Metcalf for the Panthers. I think he could use a deep threat, but we'll see what happens later this evening. We'll reveal our second pet peeve bracket matchup today when we come back live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton. We're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. An absolutely loaded final hour for you. Ross Tucker, former NFLer, you can hear him currently on SiriusXM, joins us at 3:20, our final pet peeve bracket matchup, the top three at three, and this year's biggest draft bust, all still to come, live at Hall of Fame Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.